Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Deirdre. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance. How may I help you?
Hi, Ms. Deidre. Good afternoon. I'm calling. I was trying to put a claim online, but it's not letting me. So it said I can call, and you guys would do the, I guess, the initial part, and then I will have to do the weekly.
Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and get that started for you. Can you go ahead for me and verify your social?
091-601-579.
That was 091-601-579.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you go ahead for me and verify your first and last name and date of birth?
Kimberly C. Lee. Date of birth 12/5/69.
Your mother's maiden name?
Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T.
And are you a citizen of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am. Would have it no other way.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not yet.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
English is your preferred language?
Yes.
Did you serve active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade level completed in school?
13.
Do you have a driver's license? If so, what city and what state?
Yes, I do. Birmingham, Alabama.
Can you go ahead for me and verify that driver's license ID number?
Let me get it. Okay, it is. Right back. 10103505.
That's 10103505.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Or you can get the Alabama Vantage prepaid card. The prepaid card will arrive 5 to 7 days after you are approved for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities with that card. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend that you use that. Which one would you prefer?
I have a checking account.
Okay. Now, with that, is that a checking a bank that you can walk into, such as Regions or Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have that checking account number and routing number?
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm getting it out.
Okay. And we could start with that route. Is that a checking or savings account?
Checking. The route number is, wait a minute. The route number is 06-200-1186.
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
06-200-1186.
Okay, I have 06-200-1186.
Yes. And the account number is 6-795-54-7388.
Okay, so the phone broke up when you first started. Can you repeat that for me?
Okay, sorry about that. 6 679-554-7388.
Okay, 679-554-7388, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and get that continued. Can you go ahead for me and verify your address?
1812 7th Place Northwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
And is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the past year?
No, ma'am.
And your phone number, can you go ahead for me and verify that?
205-307-9147.
Okay, as your address, I have 1812 7th Place, Northwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary that you identify yourself when filing benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1985 BMW Series 5 Series, a 1987 Pontiac Sunbird, a 1988 Subaru Lion, a 1991 Geo Prime, or none of the above. Can you repeat that one?
The 87 Sunfire Bird.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? NAPE Sleep Shops, PC Mechanics, Alp Associates, or a Cut Staff, or none of the above?
None above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10486 High Road, 1885 Florida Street, 720 Lisa Lane, 831. Okay. Which of the following cities has you currently or been formerly associated with? Enterprise, Jasper, Decatur, or Centerpoint? Centerpoint or none of the above?
Centerpoint.
Which of the following cities currently have been associated to? Greenville, Goldsboro, Charlotte, or Statesville?
Goldsboro.
Did you file or you receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for the government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama that is not employed with
ma'am.
The federal government or, okay. What was your last day working?
Good question. Let me pull that up. Last Tuesday? Let's see something. Where you at? Here we go, calendar. February 1st, it's a Tuesday. That Monday, that's my last day. That's January 31st.
January 31st. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate office for a business?
Say that again, please.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate office for a business?
I was working for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes.
Have you applied or receiving pensions other than Social Security from an employer you work for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied or receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
25.
What is the lowest dollar amount you're willing to accept?
$14.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
And at your last job, you was just there. Can you give me your job title and description?
Job title was prep cook, and I will prepare salads and sandwiches and just prep food for the day.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same field?
Yes.
And what was the name of the last job you was currently working at?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. And did it have any other name on that check stub?
No.
Okay, and where was that? Where was the job located?
Eastwood. Are you in Birmingham?
Okay, no, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Let's take a look. Do you have their number?
Let me see. Yes, I do. Where is that?
Okay. Do you remember?
205.
Okay. 205-957.
205-957-2229. Yeah.
And do you remember your first day there?
Ooh. Oh, let me close the calendar again. 21. Okay. 2020. The 14th of October?
Okay.
No. Yeah, around think about the 19th of October. It was the end of October I started. About.
Okay, one moment. And what was that city one more time?
The city?
Yes.
Birmingham.
Okay.
Birmingham.
Have you received or expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work, such as vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No. Couldn't get that lucky.
Have you applied for pension or are you receiving pension from this employer?
No. They don't have that. They don't even pay you for holiday.
And why are you no longer working?
Personal. I kept getting sick. Catch it. I caught COVID twice.
Okay.
Not young anymore.
Okay. So, did someone... Discharge me,
you said? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Did someone discharge you or you just left on your own?
It was kind of agreement.
Okay, can you give me the name of the person that you spoke with and their job title?
Wayne, Youngblood, Director.
And you let them know on the 31st you was not coming back?
Yeah.
And what did you do to try to avoid this situation?
What do you mean?
Did you try to solve the problem before quitting?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because you said it was health reasons, did your doctor advise you to leave the job?
Yes.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income?
Say it again.
Would you like 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income?
Would I like 10% of my check withheld for federal income? Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and reset that pin for you. That pin is 7969. And the 10%, you said yes, correct?
Pardon me?
You said you did want the 10% taken out your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we're at the end of this claim. I do want to give you just a little more information on the phone numbers and questions. Phone numbers and emails are important. So make sure you do read, make sure you listen to this information concerning this. One moment. The unemployment claims line, we just finished your claim, will also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to keep it open and maintain an active career application. Okay, so let's take a look and see. If you can visit Alabama Career Center, or you can visit Or you can visit alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full work time each week you do your claims benefits. Unemployment calendar day starts on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday. You must file your weekly certification by telephone at 205-458-2282. If you're going to do it by phone, it's going to be, the phone is 205-458-2282. Internet is labor.alabama.gov. Failure to make a complete claim each week could be result in a loss of benefits. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, but not on a Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed out to you. This booklet explains your right and responsibility on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or questions about the information, you can call 800-361-4524. Your employer also will be in contact regarding your guys' separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by mail or telephone for a letter about our decision. Okay, Ms. Lee, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. I do have a question. Okay, is it still, since I have put in a, how much am I eligible for unemployment?
Okay, so we just helped file the claim. We don't know any more information on that. Now, the 800 number I gave you earlier, you can call that number,
okay,
and they'll be able to give you more information pertaining to that.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay, ma'am, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for calling the Unemployment Claims Line. Stay safe.
You too, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.